Hello everyone, Steve Siebold back with publicspeakersblog.com. Please don't write a book in 30 days. Now I realize this goes against a lot of people, what a lot of people are out there promoting. You can write a book in just 30 days with our software program, our seminar, or our workshop. Okay, let's look at some facts of the professional speaking business, guys. The average speaker sells 250 books. 250 books. Why do you think that is? For the most part, it's probably because the books suck. Now, I don't mean to be negative about this. This is objective reality in a business that eats people up and spits them out. And there's a reason. And part of it is because bad information is being sold, S-O-L-D, sold for a massive profit to people who don't know better. I was one of those people back in 1996. I bought all this kind of crap from people until I met the great Bill Gove, and he introduced me to his multi-million dollar speaker students and friends, and they told me the truth about how the business really works. Okay? If you can write a book in 30 days and it's a great book, God bless you. Do it. Lock yourself in a hotel room like some people talk about and do it for 30 days. You know, God bless you. If you can do that, you're the only person I know who can do that, but maybe you're the one. And if you can write a great book on seriously in 30 days, go ahead and do it. I don't know one single author, and I probably know 500 people that have written books personally. I don't know one person that's written a book that's actually sold more than a few thousand copies that didn't take quite a bit of time to write. It's like saying, you can write a keynote speech and deliver it to a Fortune 500 company in 30 days. Really? How good do you think that speech is going to be? Really? How good do you think that speech is really going to be? Oh, I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm asking you to look at reality, guys. People telling you to write a book that fast are probably profiting from you buying a program that they're selling. And it's wrong. It's just what it is. I've made several million dollars in books. Hey, I ain't John Grisham, and I haven't sold the most books of any speaker or anything like that. But I have made several million dollars selling books and my own books that I've written. And again, I'm not calling myself the model or anything like that. But I know something about it, and I think it's really more common sense than anything else to say, how good do you think a book that was written, edited, and printed in 30 days is actually going to be? The average book goes through 5 to 10 edits. 5 to 10 edits. You know how long an edit takes? To go back and forth with an editor? It takes me a year. It takes me a full year to write a book with an editor back and forth, tweaking every single word in the book. Looking at every single word, every period, every comma, every everything, just like we do in a professional keynote speech. I don't want to go too far about this, I feel like I got to speak out about this on this blog because this is being perpetuated all over this business. And I can tell you every single person who's telling you to write a book in 30 days is profiting from it somehow. I'm not against profit. It's all fine. But if the information is bad information, and the average person is selling 250 books because they're writing a crappy book because someone told them, just put a book out there. It's just a business card. No one actually reads the book. Well, if you were in Atlanta with us at Siebold Success Network a few weeks ago, you know that I put a corporate executive on stage and asked her that exact question. I've also asked 50 Fortune 500 executives that we've worked for over the last 14 years in this business, do you read my book before you hire me? And they always say the same thing. Steve, I run a $500 million division. I run a $700 million division. I run a $300 million division of a company. Do you really think you're going to speak at our national convention before I read your book? Do you really think I'm going to put you up in an influential position like that before I actually know what your thoughts and philosophies are? Are you crazy? Do you think I became a Fortune 500 executive because I just sort of do things randomly and haphazardly? That's the answer I've gotten for 14 years, but this is getting more popular all the time because people are profiting from telling you that this business is easy. It's the same group of people out there telling you that speaking is easy. Oh, you can get paid to speak by next week. Really? Really? Interesting. And I can go to Hollywood and become an actor in a week too, and write a screenplay in a month and sell it for $1 million. I mean, I don't know who's believing these people, but these books are coming out. You know why I know and why I'm all fired about this? Because I get 10 books a week from new speakers. They just send them to me unsolicited, randomly, and I try to go through as many as I can. But being a speaker that travels all the time, like any other speaker, it's pretty tough to do. I go through the books. You know what I read? Vanilla. Vanilla, vanilla, vanilla. Why? Because they rushed a book because someone sold them on the idea. Oh, it's just a business card. Don't worry about the profit of the book. You don't even have to write a good book. Just print it on demand. It doesn't even matter if there are spelling errors. It makes no difference because no one reads the book. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe it at the highest level? Do you really believe it? If you do, I'm going to ask you to seriously question who's selling you on this idea. This industry has got to clean itself up. It really does. There's a lot of people profiting from this, and it's sad. And it's coming to an end here pretty quick. But that's information for another post. But I just ask you to question it. If you want to read, you want to buy into this philosophy, go ahead. But I think you're going to waste a lot of money. I've seen people waste thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars listening to people telling them to do something very, very quickly that you cannot do very quickly the right way. You know, again, I was very lucky because Bill Gove was the father of this industry. And he was 84 years old when I met him, and he was from the old school. And I'm sure you know people from the old school. Usually they're the old timers like Bill Gove. And you know what? They give you the information and they give it to you right. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. No BS, no exaggeration, no lies. They tell you the truth because it's right. Well, that philosophy is getting lost somewhere in this business, and it really irritates me because people are spending money they don't need to spend, and they're being sold on the idea that this speaking and business and writing business is just the easiest little thing to get into. Almost unbelievable, but people are buying into it. If you're one of those people, please don't buy into it. It's going to cost you, believe me. When you're giving, you know, crappy books away for the next 20 years of your life, and you just spent $50,000 doing it because someone sold you on the idea that this is just an easy process and the market is so stupid they won't even read your book, you know, you're not going to be too happy. So I'll leave you to think about it. You make your own decision, but I just want you to know there's a voice on the other side of all these people profiting from this kind of terrible, terrible lie and philosophy. They're profiting from it, and that's why they're selling it to you. Check it out. Check it out before you go spending money. Nothing good comes easy, guys. You know that. I'm not trying to lecture you. Nothing good comes easy. If you're going to produce a quality book, you're going to pay a price, and it's going to be edit after edit after edit after edit after edit after edit. That's the way the book business works. Ask any author who's made money will tell you this is a real process. It's like writing a keynote speech. You don't do it in 30 days, baby. I just saw Robin Williams, the comedian actor on TV, and he's on PBS, and he just told Charlie Rose, I just watched it an hour ago, and Charlie Rose said, you're going back in stand-up, Robin. This is one of the most successful, talented comedians in the history of show business. He said, Robin, how long does it take to write an hour and a half stand-up comedy routine from a man with your experience, talent, and wisdom in this business? And Robin Williams said, 90 minutes, about a year and a half. A year and a half. 18 months to write 90 minutes of material. That's about the same as a professional speaker writing 90 minutes of material. I can tell you because I do this for a living. That's what it really takes. Why? Edit, 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 edit. Test, 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 test. Edit, edit, edit. Robin Williams, if it takes him 18 months to write a 90-minute live presentation at his level of success and talent, do you really think it takes 30 days to write a book? A really good one? I don't know. Think about it. See what you think. I'd love to hear your comments on this, but I hope some of you that are sort of contemplating this and you're buying into this BS, I hope you'll consider it. Keep your hand on your wallet. Buyer beware, guys. I'm Steve Siebold. Thanks for listening.